relaxed. And it's on it's again on the flight plane. Week of the new episode, and I know you guys have missed us, and you know we have things we have to do, so we always make sure we get free time. We just record an episode for you guys. So today on this episode, last time we talked that we were talking about a religion and stuff. So today we'll just be doing the religion stuff and just be on social media and all that stuff. So but now that we do you have anything you like to add to maybe throughout the weekend, what throughout last week, what you did, and with the like global citizen things?
Okay. So for the past week I haven't really done much aside.
Really?
It has been work. I haven't really done much for myself. Like I haven't really, I don't really have a social life personally. So for me, it's either I'm working or I'm at home. I wanted to attend the Global Citizen Show. I really wanted to, but then as the day approached, I lost interest. I don't know why. And then I decided not to go. But then I watched a few excerpts on YouTube. Mm-hmm. From time to time, I'll join them and the live stream on YouTube and then watch a little, and then I'll go back offline. But yeah, basically, I've just been home and also working. Yeah, I haven't really done that much.
So how do you feel about it? Well, for me, I got tickets. I think I got to the first time it was announced, because a friend of mine is one of those people who is like always on their website campaigning, that thing kind of stuff, signing petitions and all that. So I think when it was announced, he got like 5 tickets VIP. So I wasn't really in the mood, and I wasn't really sure if he would even go. So I had to just give my 3 tickets to my brother and his friends, and they went, and I think they had an amazing, because for me too, I was just watching on YouTube, and from how I was watching it, them too, they said, okay, like YouTube was a bit delayed for like an hour on TV, on YouTube it was delayed an hour. So for them, it was very, very nice, and I think the reviews were very, very great on social media, and we have my brother's feelings.
Yes. For me, the first thing I took notice of, was the first thing that caught my eye was the stage. When I saw the stage, I was like, yes.
It's very wonderful. Like,
this is a very solid stage. Like, yes. Very solid. And then when I was watching, you know, I was also taking notes of the production, the sound. Yeah. One of the things we've always had issues with when it comes to events has always been sound,
and the action camera.
Exactly.
Social media was just crazy.
This one, you could see that it was well organized. A lot of work went through. We went into it. They really thought of it, like they sat down to think about what they really wanted out of the show. Exactly. It was well planned. And there is vision. But in this one, they planned it well and executed it perfectly. I wish events organizers here would learn a thing or two, out of it. Take some lessons.
They won't do it. They won't spend that money. Just
exactly.
And for that show too, it was very free. So they won't get, for them to spend that money, they might have to like get more than that. See your thing.
Very true. Very true.
It was very, very amazing. And the performance for me, the best performance for the night, I think, was the opening at Stoneboy, and Saffodi. And for me, I think Jackie didn't do it for me. So I think she should have just did the normal thing than just going with the live man. Because I think, and whatever she was trying to do, I think for me, it didn't really go well. I think for the first, let me say, the song, it was really, really well. But then other ones, like Forever, like this, I didn't know they were playing Forever until a friend of mine who I was just watching it with on YouTube was like, ah, wait, she's singing Forever. And I'm like, how? So with that one, I think South Korea 2 did the world and the others too. And let me say, yeah, and Thames also did an amazing job. Charlie, look at how her dressing and all that. It was very, very nice.
Yo, when I saw, so let me tell you, when I saw the outfit there, I was like, yo. The outfit was, it was a little transparent. Not really transparent, but then it was kind of translucent. You could see a few. Let me just keep whatever I'm thinking in my head.
She came for the songs. She came to just do her own thing and she just left. And it's a very, very nice. I think the color of the dress was just bringing out everything about her. Because for me, I was like, okay, she's singing, but my eyes are on the dress and the color and everything. Okay, it's nice. So for me, I think I told my brother that if I was there, I don't mind the song. If it's crap, I don't mind it back. But at the dress thing, I was like, hey, so I was like, wait, let me see, our African are trying to tell us that they have their dressing for, let me say, international festivals, and they have that one also for, like, let me see, it's for, let me see, the local ones too. Because if you like to see her, I think someone commented and tweeted that this is one of like her most, let me see, planned outfits, because seriously, it's just on point and everything. So I think Thames did very, very well. Then let's go to the Americans. For me, SZA was just giving people a lot of, let me see, test trap. Sorry. People were just so into her heavy things and all that, and they were not just minding the music. Because let me say, I think she was also surprised that Ghanaians knew her song and people were actually singing to it. But for me, I know the backbenchers were not singing. They were just so into whatever was going on the stage. It was very nice.
As I said, the whole event was well planned and well executed, and you could even see and tell from the performances.
Yeah,
it's either being if the artists were paid or not, and then when I read Jackie's tweet, I understood what she meant when she said it wasn't entirely free. Because listen, with performances, a lot goes into performances, from the bandsmen, and then the vocalist. With an event where there's high investment, where the organizers have put in so much money into it, what do you do is they try to recruit or employ the best. They try to get the best services they can get. Get it, and you could tell from the live performances, from the bands and then the backing vocalists. I have been to an event where the band was bad, like super bad. And I was like,
for here, it is very bad. It's very bad.
But in this one, as I was watching, I was like, yes, like, this is how you do it. If you want to do it, just go all out. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You get it. And that's why, in past years, we've had problems with people performing live, because a lot of times it doesn't really go well. And yeah. When you think of it, it's not entirely their fault. Sometimes the band playing isn't really good. They don't really get enough time to rehearse. So they come on stage and it's like the artist and then the band isn't in sync. It's like everyone is doing their thing. You get it. But then this one, everyone from the drummer, the pianist or the organist and the guitarist and then the backing vocalist and then the main artist themselves, they were in sync. So everything went well. You get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still on Global Citizen Festival. The next thing I think is something that for me, I'm tired of it. I'm very, very tired of it. Because with Ashes performance, Ghanaians were so, let me see, they were into it. Then after the next day, they were like, how come the show is the guy? The show was performed in Ghana. The show was held in Ghana. And then he brought out three Nigerian acts. And Sarkozy, being the Ghanaian, didn't bring anything. Didn't bring anyone. He could have just brought the rest. For them, maybe, what's his name? Black Sherry's and the rest to come. But he just came alone. And I told a friend that, seriously, for me, if Sarkozy had brought someone else, the show would have, I think his performance would have spoke.
Yeah,
that's for me, I think. So I think with him rather not bringing anyone, I think it's very good, because maybe Asha and his team, they wanted to bring in maybe these acts to just make it lively. And so for me, I think they just, but I don't know why that means to just so into it and just causing, let me see, how work on. Yeah, fellow
players. Listen, I feel, you know, I like what, you know, this guy made a skit about it, where he talked about Ghanaians and entitlement. You know, listen, every artist when performing has a plan.
Yes.
They all go on stage with a plan. They have something they are looking forward to. Or looking forward to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect them to do something that will disrupt their plan or whatever they intend they're looking for.
Yeah.
With the whole Asha issue, where we know the artists were not necessarily paid, even though I'm sure. You know, they'll be giving something, you know, but it's not really being paid for the show. But then maybe for their fuel, and then
they come to they perform the show, then they'll give them something, but they can't just give them fuel.
No, I'm not saying they were giving, but I'm saying that maybe so you know how sometimes someone does something for you, and then. Because of the nature of whatever it is, it being an event or a job or something, you can't maybe for charity for you're doing for okay. So let's look at it for them this way. You are organizing a show for charity.
Mm-hmm. Get it?
You contact a few people you know or people you feel you know can help.
Yeah.
In such events, you know you can't really pay them because you yourself are not getting anything out of it. You get it? So you speak to them and you tell them, you know what, I want you to come and help me with this. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Look at this. I want you to come and help me with this. Mm-hmm. But I can take care of your maybe accommodations, your travel, you know, your flight tickets and a few other things. But then I can't necessarily pay you. You know, for the event, because most of these artists, you know, some of them like, they charge you some of money. You get it. So you can't really say you are paying them or you don't ask them to send you an invoice. So you get it. So it's more like compensation, because you can't really pay them. You get it? I'm sure that's how this was. I'm sure they were not, you know, the artists were not asked to send their invoices or, you know, how much they charge for a show. But then, of course, they'll be giving some because, of course, they have wasted their time. It's those, even those here will drive to the event center, rehearsals and all that. So, yeah, they'll be giving something. But no, I'm not sure they were necessarily paid, you know, for everything, for the whole show, you know, paid how much they would have charged if it was a paid event. You get it? That's what I think.
But for me, I think they were paid because even with the end of the Accra show, I think they raised 4 billion Ghana cedis. That's close. Wow. 4 billion Ghana cedis just for the Accra part. And so you can see that they were paid. I think they were paid because Global Citizen is not something that. Let me see. It's not an organization that they'll just bring you to come and they'll just give you something. Just like how maybe in Africa, some of our organizers, I think they'll give them something. Because for me, I think whatever they plan to do, they actually achieved it. And with whatever the UN rep or everything, those organization things people can say about their pledges, I think they've been able to raise up. So for them, like, let me say, spending some dollars on just on our artists and people, like African artists coming through, I think it's just super cheap for them. And the show was successful. Yeah.
Okay, so now let me ask a question. If you think they were paid, do you think Tiwa Savage and then Oxlade were also paid. Consider the fact that, you know, they were not on the bill. They came to perform. They performed with Usher. So if they were paid, then who paid them?
Okay, so if they were paid, it's cool.
Because they are not Ghanaians. Remember, they are Ghanaians, so they have to pay in.
Yes. So if they were paid, because let's see, because this South African DJ Uncle Waffles or something, she was also on the bill. But she came to perform her shows and song. Yeah. So for me, I think they first had in mind the host country, the musicians there, the artists there. For them, I think they were paid and those on the bill. Then the rest that would be like the supporting act and all that, they'll just give you an amount, but it won't be like how the main artist build to perform will get. Yeah. Because let me say, I think Tiwa Savage on, so just only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes. And let me say, Oxlade only was just, let me say, 2 minutes something. And then the show person was just only in 3 minutes. So I think it was just maybe Ashes and team just putting them in to just make it like more lively and something. So it was just, so I think this episode is becoming more like social media and stuff. So let's go to the party. So this let me say earlier, just yesterday. So Delay, let me ask you questions. Do you have main tweets? Okay, let me see. If I'm to go back to your Twitter and check into your feed and all your tweets, do you have any main tweets, let me see, in your cobwebs around somewhere so that I can just go and search it out? Because seriously, because for me yesterday, I was like, okay, so let me start with this. A lot of people, I think, those people who just came to Twitter 4 years ago, they didn't know, even if you wanted to quote someone's, if you wanted to retweet or quote someone's tweets, it won't come like in that cute form.
Yeah.
It will come like just normal thing, like the person has just tweeted and then you will just write it at the top. So, and it is making a lot of things, and with kiddies and Kim Promise and the rest. What would you say for me? For let me see, let's think. So just let's now listen to our last who's very mean. Let me see, who is a cyber bully or something? What would you think about this? With having like all these three, should the person just go and delete it? Because you might not know. Because let me see, one of the artists never knew he would become popular. So with everything going on with let me see, someone's the love is so sweet or something. So
for me, the best advice is to delete, not even delete the tweets. You delete the account, deactivate it.
Listen.
If you know you have certain tweets you wish not to ever come out.
But how can the person know? Maybe the person I forgot he or she even tweeted something like that.
That's the thing. People come on Twitter or social media and do whatever they like without thinking of implications in the future or repercussions in the future.
Freedom of speech.
You forget freedom of speech. Let me tell you, one thing I learned at a very early age is not to write just anything on social media.
Yeah,
I have had my accounts for how many years? More than 5 years. I think more than 6 years. Maybe.
For me, 10 years.
But I know deep within that there is no tweet that if it should come out today, I can't defend. Because listen, I am always very careful in what I tweet or what I write on social media. Me, I keep telling myself that listen, I have a feeling I want to become very popular. So I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything that will one day come and will come and hunt me or jeopardize my future or my future aspirations. You get it? And that's what most of the time, all these things on the name of agenda. But listen, I have said it before that this whole agenda thing. Sometimes people are just blocking their blessings, but then they don't know. You remember what happened to Bongo Idea when he went.
You know that sometimes it's just someone who just tweeted just so fun. You see, some of them just hide around. They are not really into saying whatever. They are just willing with it, just like that.
So there is a way. So there is a way you tweet such. There is a way you tweet some of these things that everyone will know you are joking. Mm-hmm. But now there are people I read their tweets and I don't know if they are actually serious. If they mean their words or they are just joking. You get it. So that's the thing. And for me, I try as much as possible not to tweet something to hurt someone's feelings or emotion.
Oh,
you get it? Because I understand that, listen, now you are living in a society where people are very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? And I don't want to be the reason someone, will get depressed or would want to, do something to themselves. So I'm most careful, even though I have my beliefs and my values and I stand by them. Listen, I will never change my views because of someone's feelings or emotions, no matter what, I stand by them. However, I have learned a way that I'll go about it. To hurt someone's feeling, you get it?
Yeah.
So I think people should learn that. You know how they say that you can, there's a way you say certain things that everyone will get
hurt someone.
It's the same thing you say in another way and then to hurt someone.
Yeah.
You get it. Yeah. So for me that's not, people should just learn how to, send their message across.
Yeah.
Without necessarily, hurting people's feelings and emotions.
For me, I think it's a go on people because you're in like an open world, open space. Everyone has that talk, everyone has that feeling. So as long as people are just there having 10 megabytes on their phone, you can just talk trash to anyone. Because I think they can't just go to, seriously, for me, I think that they can't just go to the radio station and just go and talk. You can't just go to, let me say a TV station and talk. So all the medium, so let me say the only medium they have is just Twitter and the others. So that they can just, let me say, vilify and profile people and just do all sorts of stuff. Yeah. So I think today's episode will just be short. I think today what we actually plan to talk about was not what we actually plan to talk about. So we just give you, let me say this one, just for being off for 2 weeks without no episode, and I think we'll be back same time Tuesday with a new episode on just on religion. So if you have a view on religion or you can just send it to us on melonship@gmail.com, or you can just tweet it as the hashtag melonship podcast, and also anywhere you can just leave a comment. We just leave it out in the next episode and everything. So guys, likes everything. Thank you to everyone that we are for taking time to enjoy this stupid show, and we hope we didn't disappoint you today. So Delali, let's just give them a very quick bye. Then you'll just see us maybe in a couple of days with So, right. 1, 2, 3, bye.